Good evening. Welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the Eastern culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, and joining me in the studio at WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Hello, Jonathan.
We're talking about unusual white choices, or at least different choices in white wines. If you're bored with Pinot Grigio, if you're bored with Chardonnay and its million various possibilities, or Sauvignon Blanc, there are lots of other possibilities to choose from if you want a break.
And we were thinking about this topic because recently we tasted a varietal called Pecorino, like the cheese, but not a really nice substitute for Pinot Grigio.
So maybe I'll name the countries and we'll talk about some possibilities. How about let's start with some French possibilities. We usually think of course, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, but there are some other great ones.
Well, we often overlook Chenin Blanc, and it had a popularity here in the 70s mass market, which is nothing like the real Chenin Blanc. And Chenin Blanc has a beautiful heft to it, a little bit of crispness, white flowers. It's a nice compromise between some of the bigger Chardonnays and the leanness of something, say, Sauvignon Blanc.
And you can find it in everything from still to sparkling and from bone dry to sweet.
Absolutely.
Okay, how about Italy?
Italy, there's so many choices. We're just going to narrow down a few.
It's like political parties. You know, there's a party in every, you know, backyard, and there's also a different type of white wine.
So just off the top of our heads, Arnace from the Piedmont region is actually a little bit like Chenin Blanc in that it has that nice crispy texture to it. Beautiful wine. There's Vernaccia and Vermentino. Vermentino I really love. It usually is grown near water and will have that sort of briny, salty spray to it.
How about Austria?
Austria, we have Grünefeldliner, of course, and then there's one that you like very much.
Yes, that would be Zeimling or Scheurebe, which you'll find, okay, granted, you won't find a lot of it, but you'll find one in a good wine store, and that is usually the Johann Strauss Zeimling, which I think is a winner and an unusual choice.
It sounds beautiful, too.
I love saying Zeimling or Scheurebe. Let us move to Spain, perhaps.
Well, the most popular would be Albariño.
How about white Riojas?
And white Riojas, sure.
Yeah, I think that's a nice possibility. And let's finish with beautiful America.
Well, there's a Viognier that often gets overlooked in America, but Virginia makes some lovely Viognier. And then, like, right around the corner, we have Vidal and Seval right here in our own state. And let's not forget about grapes like Torrontes
from
in
Argentina.
South America.
Yes.
If you like the floral profile that you might find in Gewürztraminer, Torrontes is another nice choice.
Mm-hmm. And even though in Chile they really are only making mostly Sauvignon Blanc or Chardonnay, their white wines are getting better and better. So if you found them kind of pedestrian in the last couple of years, maybe it's time to try those again.
So now that we've given you all these choices, how do you find them? If you shop at a wine store that's organized geographically, pick a country and sort of look beyond the normal offerings. If you go to a wine store that's divided by flavors, you can actually sort of do the same thing. Think about what kind of flavor profile you have in mind. I want something dry and crispy to go with seafood. Well, how about Muscadet? Something we don't think of all the
great
time.
Great choice.
And always, always, always utilize your wine store staff because they are there to help you. I can speak from experience from when I worked in retail. It was always so exciting when a customer wanted something different and even better when they came back and said they liked it. So your wine staff will really be excited to show you something different, something that they love, a hidden treasure.
Couldn't have said it better myself. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.